This Bohatsu Sesshin is, as I've mentioned, the awakening of the Buddha Sesshin, the awakening of the Buddha on seeing the morning star. On the morning star awakening the Buddha and all beings together. Awakening to who, what we are. We are all, as the sutra says, fully endowed. Fully endowed with the wisdom of the Tathagata, the thus come. Unfortunately, being ignorant and confused, attached and deluded, we don't see it, we don't live it. So the Buddha's task that he sets for himself is to enable others to be free from, if you want to say, deluded thinking, to be able to live and manifest this for themselves, this for themselves as being no different from the awakened Buddha, since it's all awakening to what and who this life is. So there's all sorts of devices, we could say, opportunities, all sorts of forms, that if we see them clearly, if we function, and if I use the word use them clearly, then they can assist us in being who we are, not into getting anything extra. If anything, it's to cease clinging to what you can call confusion, what we can call ignorance, what we can call delusions, various other ways and habits that lead us to miss right here, now, this that we are, this that we share with all beings, this that we share all beings is not limited to those that we know, those that we don't know, those that we categorize as included, those that we categorize as not included. All beings. Throughout the universe, we want to say all sentient beings, fine, use that word. But all beings, all are the wisdom and perfection. So, obviously, we're using words now. Words are a wonderful tool and a wonderful problem. Problem in the sense that it allows and sometimes assists us in being confused, in being obstructed, in thinking, in ways that are not useful. Nothing wrong with thinking. When thinking, just thinking. But if we add on because of this, because of that, all sorts of therefores, thereby, therein, so forth, and live that, then we do things that create problems for ourselves and others. So one aspect of our practice is always to be clear on what enables, assists right here now in the ways that I and others need right here now in the specifics. So I'll pick up the four practice principles which over and over we recite and touch on some of that. Touch on some of what is there for us if we attend to it, if we remember. It's not ever to get anywhere else. Remember, it's always fully endowed Buddhas that are practicing, if we say it that way. Don't have to use the word Buddha. Don't have to keep track of it. Don't have to figure it out. So, caught in self-centered dream. Which word do you see as, or which words do you see as most important? Caught in self-centered dream, only suffering. Which word is most vital? Of course, at different times, different words are important. But reflect for a moment. Is it self-centered? Is it dream? For now, I would say the most valuable is caught, is being able to viscerally feel, sense when caught is what's happening. When we're hooked, how we're hooked. Not in the sense of trying to elaborate on it, but on being able to literally, caught in your body, in body-mind function, to notice caught. He said, what? She did that? Oh, it feels like this. Caught. The point of caught is not to verify, am I caught, am I not caught, not to think about it, not to, well, whose fault is it? Where does it come from? Oh, it must be my self-centeredness. If I get rid of that self-centeredness, now then we're off to the races with our thinking and practice, our life. This Buddha way is never to figure out a lot more things. Let me say it the other way. It's not that it's never, but it's not skillful. You don't need to to really know anything. You know it from the inside out before you know caught, if you sense it, if you're present, as we're present, as we attend to however it is for us, caught. How in the midst of walking down the street, they got that new car? Those neighbors caught before the thought is right there. Right there is the confusion, ignorance, and everything that flows from that. And it's being attentive and present with that that enables us to reveal this life as it is, this Buddha life that the court uncovers. Don't have to go to figuring out which thoughts are what. At another time that might be useful. If you're piling on the thoughts one over another and justifying and figuring out where did it come from, that's important to notice when and how we're doing that. But that is afterwards, if I say it that way, or that once you've done, no need to keep doing that and tracking it and elaborating on it. Because as soon as is there, is the opportunity to be able to be the fully endowed wisdom of this moment. You don't have to create anything new. It's all revealed just as it is. All is revealed just as it is. Except holding to self-centered thought. Right there. Holding is something that no one from outside can revealed to you. Of course, people can explain, oh look, you're holding on to that. Or, but that's already long after the fact. And once you're in that realm of it, then the holding is missed and missed and missed and missed and missed. The holding is the Buddha shining a light from your inside your guts where the holding is illuminated, the holding is sensed, the holding is known before words. Yes, sometimes we're dense and a dunce and it takes weeks, months, years to get, oh, I've been holding on to that for all these years. I've been repeating it to myself over and over and over and over, piled high, till I don't even sense the holding, I just hear the words and justify, gotta do that. It's his, her, their fault, or my lack, or you figure it out. That is the obstruction of our wisdom. But if we viscerally for ourselves see or feel the holding, and holding is visceral if you come down to it, so to speak, then the obstruction that that holding does is revealed, is released. Then there's nothing obstructed. You can manifest this moment. Because obstruction never obstructed, though it certainly seemed to. Not only did it seem to, but it led to all sorts of harmful or potentially harmful ways of missing our life and missing the life of others sometimes. We look around the world and we can see all the consequences of holding on to all sorts of things between people, between nations. The old ways obstructing of that holding on all sorts of levels. So right there, right here, is the functioning of the spontaneous wisdom of the moment. The moment is spontaneous right now, as is. Life as is, as it is. But there is no it. It's the whole universe that sees the Buddha in the morning star. The morning star is the whole universe's bright light on the Buddha. Today's Wednesday, so actually I think it's tomorrow, but could be tonight, could be tomorrow night, depends. We are having what's called a cold supermoon. It's a full moon. But because the orbit of the moon is closer to the Earth, the moon will appear brighter and larger. So it could be tonight, but probably tomorrow, very soon after it gets dark in the east. And I don't know how much it will be obstructed by the buildings next to us, but if we have our blinds open as they are now, it might even shine in here. Of course, we don't know with the clouds. Bright supermoon. Cold supermoon. Wonderful. Unobstructed wisdom. The moon just shines. Just as the morning star shines. the morning star and the Buddha are not two. Did the morning star awaken the Buddha? Did the Buddha awaken the morning star? All together. How wonderful, how wonderful. Don't need a morning star, don't need a super moon. Open your eyes when you wake up. Right there. How wonderful, how wonderful. Throughout your day. How wonderful, how wonderful. Life as is. I was putting on my kimono and karomo this afternoon, and I noticed, I put on my kimono. I've had this kimono probably since 1980, so going on 45 years. I put on the kimono and I said, this is really big. The kimono must have grown, or I must have shrunk. I'll let you figure out which one. Really big, I noticed. Oh, wow. Almost on the floor. Only, in fact, I have to pull it up a little bit when I wrap it up with the belt. We don't notice until whatever circumstance, life as is, reveals to us, I'm shrinking. I'm shrinking. This body is shrinking. Gets old, somehow shrinks a little, creaks a little. Every time we get out of bed, we get to put our legs, feet out and touch the ground right there. We wake up as is. Don't have to figure out, am I getting bigger? Am I getting smaller? Sometimes we need to have aches to remind us that we're touching the ground. Because we get out of bed and we step, but we're not there. It aches, then we're there. Except if right away we go into a story about it, therefore, therein, thereby. Then, stepping out of bed, we miss that. That universe waking up with us. This moment, life as it is. So how do we live this moment as is? That's always our opportunity and task, if I say it that way. Unless we have ideas about it. It's so terrible, I'm getting smaller. My legs ache. My feet hurt. Are those my feet? Wow, they look different. Can we see, we use the word impermanence? Can we appreciate the impermanence that our life is? Can we appreciate, if you want to say, Is this the same self or different? Whose kimono is this? How come it's... must be to some stretchy material, that's what it is. That's how it got so big. Stretchy material. The fundamental point of things that we read, gathas that we repeat, phrases, is not to memorize anything. You are fully endowed with the wisdom. You don't need to get new ideas. What we need is to hear and see this as is. So we hear and see, oh, I can't read this. Okay, let's make sure I got the right glasses. I get my eyes closer and my head closer to it. But I don't quite see it as clearly as I used to. Okay, maybe I'll put in some more drops. It'll be easier. Right there. The Dharma is revealing itself to us. Revealing ourself to ourself. Revealing the nature of life as right now. And that's all we need. Life right now. Because that's the whole of the universe joining with us. Right here. As soon as we have, I'm getting so old, I'm losing my sight. I must have done something wrong. It's not fair. Gotta watch out who I let know this. What's gonna happen? Am I gonna lose my driver's license soon? Maybe? Now, all these, if you wanna say, self-centeredness that takes us from being this moment. Being this moment is appreciating this moment and putting on a new pair of glasses so that I can't read anymore without, okay, I can read it. For now. Sometimes I'll just say this, no one here, but sometimes people who need hearing aids or need glasses resist using them for all sorts of reasons. And they don't notice the reasons that they're believing and holding on to. But we then struggle. There's all sorts of aids that enable us to take care of life as needed so that we don't add on our judgment that hinders us, our harmful, if I say it that way, attitudes. All harmful actions ever committed by me on account of beginningless greed, anger, and confusions. Beginningless doesn't mean we always have them. In fact, we never have them until right now they arise. Where do they come from? We don't have to know. It's not the self-centered dream that's the problem, it's the caught. That we could feel if we're present. We become more and more sensitive as we practice, if I say it in that way. we become more and more sensitive as we're older and our body starts aching in different ways, to notice what and how we're doing. We're chewing, and my teeth, I gotta watch out for that edge there. Those teeth aren't so good anymore. I don't taste anything. I put on salt, you know. All sorts of ways that our life keeps reminding us, be here, be this amazing life that as is the perfection of the universe, is the perfection of the Buddha, if we're willing to. When the Buddha was dying, he made a point of being in front of his disciples, in front of those who came to hear him, even as he was sick. The Buddha had a long, according to what we know, is that the Buddha's last year or years was quite painful and sick of all sorts of diseases, from his mendicant days and from eating all sorts of foods and all sorts of water in various, less than sanitary conditions. And he even talked about it towards the end of his life, how painful it was, except when he was in deep samadhi. Otherwise, the practice is being just this. That's the compassion that we have to offer ourselves and others, genuinely right here. Right here. Because that's what we resist. Self-centered dream. I will live forever. Well, I'll live healthily and in good strength until the last minute. Then I know I'm going to die. Maybe. They tell me it looks like it, but... So, you don't need anything. And yet, we can use reminders when the circumstances offer them. But not in order to figure out new anything. You are fully endowed with that wisdom. The wisdom of being the Buddha that you are. And yet, we need to make good use of noticing caught, noticing holding, being that as it arises, because the universe keeps arising as our life, enabling us to be the Tathagata wisdom that we are, to be the awakened universe, and therefore serve and do what's called for. Thank you.